right. So first, can you tell me a little bit about how you started your company? And the name is Bucket Mop and Broom.
Yeah, the name of the company, as you stated, is Bucket Mop and Broom Cleaning Services, LLC. Started the company almost, I think about 17 years ago, it's been. Just went out and simply decided I wanted to work for myself just a little bit, still maintaining a full-time job at the time. And essentially, just like the name says, I acquired a bucket, a mop, and a broom, and a client or two, and just kind of began the service, the cleaning services, starting with more or less office buildings, cleaning at night, those type buildings.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And do you have any examples of any challenges you faced while starting the company?
The challenge that I faced more or less was trying to find the clients, clientele, if you will, advertising a little bit, you know, trying to introduce the company, and which was a new company, to people. So that was kind of a big challenge there, in trying to start up the business.
Okay, so you say you started off with just you and someone else in the cleaning business?
Technically, no. I was just by myself. I just started off by myself and hit the ground running. Later on, I kind of incorporated some of my teenage kids who were in high school to, you know, do some work every now and then. And so that's kind of how it started.
Okay. All right. And so about how many employees do you have at this time?
Currently have about, I think it's about 5 employees.
5 employees. And has anyone been promoted to like a leadership position, or is it just everyone's under you and you're just the...
Well, no one's really been promoted to a leadership position. Unfortunately, with the cleaning business, there's a high turnover rate, you know, extremely high turnover rate. However, I did bring a person in that I knew to help manage some things, like the employees or some other day-to-day activities and project managing and those things.
Okay, gotcha. And so how do you get the word out when you're hiring new people for your company?
I a lot of times, like if I have somebody who's already with the company, I'll, you know, let them know that I'm looking for someone. They may know of somebody. Basically try to look at the employees who are good employees who, you know, like to come to work and be on time and things of that nature. Not to say that the person they choose will be the same, but hopefully that person will have the same type of morals and things, but that doesn't always work out.
Mm-hmm.
Two is, I'm trying to think of the name of the thing right now, but it's an online service that I go to, and I'll just post the job there. I'll post it there, and most time people respond to that job link there.
Gotcha. Okay. And so do you do the interviewing or hiring?
Yes. I do the interviewing. At this point, yeah. So most time I take all the interviews.
Okay.
Conduct all the interviews.
All right. And you said at this point, so in the future, do you foresee someone else doing the hiring?
In the future, I do foresee hiring maybe some type of office assistants and some managers that can help in or assist in doing that. Eventually down the road, maybe five years down the road, I can be more hands off than hands on is the goal. As I mentioned earlier, I had a full time job. I actually am retiring from that job at October 1 is my last day, but technically my physical last day at the job would be tomorrow, and so then my main focus would be on the business itself.
Oh wow, well congrats on your retirement.
Thank you much.
You're welcome. And so when you're hiring people, I know you mentioned good morals and being on time, what else helps one candidate stand out above the others when you're trying to hire someone?
Yeah, I mean, being punctual to the actual interview, that helps a little bit. I'll formulate a list of questions that I just kind of ask them about some history or some job history, Probably give them some worst case scenarios, the situations where they've been in that were uncomfortable, and how do they handle that situation? What are the expectations, or what do they know about cleaning, and what's their expectation from the company, and what they're looking for, mm-hmm. and how they're wanting to grow and growth. A lot of times with the positions that I hire for, I have to stress to people that this is a supplemental income type job, because a lot of work that I have now is pretty much almost part-time. So it's not, it's supplemental. So if you have something else you want work at night, then, or during the mornings, or whenever we have, you know, jobs, then you can. But it's more or less a supplemental income right now. Will that change in the future? Yes, hopefully it will.
Okay. All right. And so in our class, we have a book that we're reading, and it mainly focuses on hiring A players and then keeping A players. And by A players, we talk about like the employees that motivate others. You don't have to really micromanage these particular people. They're creative. They think outside of the box. Do you consider anyone on your team currently or in the past who have been A players?
My project manager I go to from time to time. I mean, it's still like this person is a part-time type person, but they do think outside the box. They provide good feedback and information and ideas on how to handle things. They're very resourceful in discussions of employees and disciplinary actions that needs to be taken if needed. That's an A plus team person. Some other A team person who are working in the field, or just I got a few of them. I guess the majority of them are. Some are growing a little bit more now, but really get into work, taking care of the business, and doing what they need to do, and being there on time and punctual, and being very responsible when and if they need to call out or something like that. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then for your company at this moment, how are things in general right now? Are you still hiring? Are you staying as you are at this time?
At this time, we're somewhat at a we're constantly we've been on a lot of different things. We got a different how can I say it? We're at the point now where we're ready to expand and grow. That's the goal in my opinion, especially with me being able to come out of the full-time job and focus more on this job here. Again, we have apartments where we clean residential. We also do new construction cleaning. We've gotten into that a little bit. We have a carpet cleaning section, and we want to add back the residential element where we go in and clean residential cleaning. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we see in the next, I say, the expansion should be in place or coming to effect within the next 2 years now. So I'm hoping that within the next 2 years there's going to be some fast growth and adding more people to the organization.
Okay. Sounds good. And now, as far as your employees, the ones that you mentioned that are A players, doing good, do you do anything to reward them, or do you do anything to motivate the ones who are not A players to become those A players?
Well, I mean, one, we try to pay above the minimum wage. Most times you find in a cleaning business, you may get a lot of organizations that pay minimum wage and slightly above. So we're a little bit more than above the minimum wage. During the holiday season, we try to, give a little extra pay here or there, a little bonus type deal. That is something that we want to focus on more here in the future, of how to reward, or what's the best way of rewarding an employee who is showing great work. So that's something that we are looking at to do more of in the future. And just try to get everybody incentives, to work harder, because there's a possibility, not just because there's a possibility of something to gain at the end, but more or less, find ways for people to really love what they do and enjoy the company and the atmosphere and want to stay and want to tell friends about the company and how well we treat our people, because we want to be able to treat everyone to the highest who do want to work.
Okay. And then also wanted to know, when problems arise, because I'm sure they do arise, how does your company handle it? Does everyone know to reach out to you? Do they make the decision on their own to resolve the issue? How does it work?
A little bit of both. Some people may feel comfortable enough, which we try to, minor things that happen, to be a little bit more innovative in the way they handle things. If something major happens, then they contact me, contact the office, just to gain direction. Mm-hmm. On how to handle a situation, or to inform the office that something has happened and how they may have taken care of it, and then we can follow up with the client to make sure everything's okay.
Okay, gotcha. All right, and then how long have you been doing your own business?
It's been about, we're in 2018, it's been about 17 years.
17 years, okay. And yeah. So do you keep a record of the, like, strategic plans that you've set in place that have gone successfully and the ones that have failed?
Well, I wouldn't say we really have that type of plan in place. I do know, for example, right now with going with this thing full steam ahead, some things that had worked in the past for us as far as acquiring new clients and how to do that. So now we'll implement those things and see if they'll still work for us today. Technology, of course, is very helpful for us and, as far as expanding and being seen. We do have policies and which we want to focus in a little bit more on for the our company policies and things of that nature too. So we have things that are in place. Now it's time to make sure that they're working properly, and if they're not, then refine them and tweak them in an effort to make them work better.
Gotcha. All right. And I know you mentioned you did have a project manager, but what does your not just your leadership on, like, in your company, but do you have, like, a board of advisors? Like, who do you consult to help give you insight on the business besides the project manager?
I don't have a board of a board to turn to, anything like that. We're still not at that phase or stage of the company. However, there are other colleagues that I talk to on a regular basis who also have companies, cleaning companies. There are about, you know, four or five different companies I can reach out to kind of get their advice on how they may handle a situation or talk a little bit more about the business and the challenges that there are.
Okay. All right. And then for any young entrepreneurs, do you have any advice that you would like to give?
Follow your heart, follow your dreams. Do something that you like, more or less, or love. You'll spend countless hours building and a lot of trial and error in some instances, especially if you're just doing something from scratch or you don't have anyone to assist you or you can run to gain advice. But don't give up on the dream, and it's going to be failure. Failure is good because you learn from failure. For example, that's how policies for most companies are created. They may not have a policy, let's say, for example, may not have been at some point in time there wasn't a smoking policy, but after health industry and other things came into play, then you found companies putting in more things about health and smoking and being more health conscious. So mm-hmm. Things may happen that you don't have a policy for, but then you incorporate that now because you want to be able to control that or have something to protect your company in the event something like that happens again. But just be true to your heart. Try, be ready and willing to accept failure, and also more importantly, accept constructive criticism.
Good advice. Yeah. All right, and just one more question. I'm kind of actually going back to the beginning, but how did you know that you wanted to start a cleaning business? Like, was it a passion of yours, or did it just happen?
It just kind of happened. I mean, I've always been the entrepreneur ever since I was in high school, if you will, a little tight, if you want to say, trying to start businesses. And I guess my first business, me and a friend of mine started a little lawn service where we got lawnmowers and went out and started cutting grass on the weekends. And then after that, we hired our first employees, we said they were our brothers, younger brothers, but we hired them, and you know, and that went well, and put money in our pockets. And at one point, we had one lawnmower, and we realized that we could do more with two lawnmowers, and we got two and cut a yard in half the time that we would, you know, things like that. And then I went on to open up another business some years when I was much older. Was a little boutique in the mall where I sold ties, you know, socks and suspenders and other things, novelty ties, because the novelty ties were big at that particular time. I actually watched stores, major store chains within the mall who did not have what I had, actually had the capability to go in and purchase much bulk, you know, things mm-hmm. in bulk, and set aside an entire section in their store to compete with what I was doing in the center of the mall. It was so interesting. I actually had people, managers would come out and pass my kiosk just to look to see what I had and how I had it set up. And it was amazing. So I was like, man, if I had the capital, I probably could have blown these people out. But of course, I'm just doing something, just trying to make things happen. And then lastly, just starting this business here, I've always cleaned when I was little. Mom had us cleaning. I had a part-time cleaning job at a church. And so my thing was, I had three kids at the time, young kids at the time, and I was thinking like, okay, I need more money. And I had gone through a divorce at that time, as a matter of fact. Said I need more money. My initial thing was to go back to school. I went back, was thinking about going back to school to get my business degree. And that was going to take too long, because I said by the time I got my business degree, my oldest would be graduating from college. So I was like, that's not going to work. I need money now. So I thought about it. I said, boom, why not try cleaning? You're already doing that. And so I started out and started to try to start a business. I reached out to the person that that was the manager, more or less, of that church, because they owned a little side business as well, and reached out to them to try to get help. Didn't get any help, and I just pursued it on my own and just started it and just made it happen and going forward.
Well, that's all the questions that I have for you. I really appreciate you taking the time to answer these questions for me, and I don't have a business or a house for you to clean, but in the future, I would definitely recommend you to my church. So I will get my pastor in contact with you if we ever need it.
That sounds good. Yeah, we have one church we do that. So that'll work. Just let us know.
Will do. Definitely. I do wish you the best of luck with your business, Mr. Barry, and hope you enjoy your evening.
All right. Wish you best of luck with your degree and get that and make it happen.
All right, I will. Thank you.
Okay.